This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers out there, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks so much for getting the job done and keeping America rolling along. Now, for our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers and men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, special shout-out to you guys. And for our bulk mail haulers, the guys picking up the mail at the bulk mail centers and taking it to the post offices and dropping it off so you'll get your letter in the mail or whatever it is you got coming today. Maybe you got your check coming. So how about that? Now, also, our suicide jockeys that are hauling the gasoline and the diesel, special shout-out to them, too. And you can follow us on Facebook at Captain's America, Captain's America, the official Captain's America Third Watch page on Facebook, and that's what it'll say, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And don't forget, we're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Twitter at Captain's America, and the website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply to Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And don't forget, take advantage of the things we have over there. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. You betcha. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we want you to remember that as you ponder through the day, because divine intervention never hurt anything, did it, Kyle?
Not at all. We need more of that.
Especially in this day and age. By the way, Donna Fiducia, our pal up in Georgia from the Double D Ranch, sent me this. I'm going to read it. You ready?
Yep.
The people who shut your businesses and killed your careers are now asking that you reelect them so they can keep their jobs. Never forget what they've done to you.
Very well said.
You betcha, Donna. You betcha. All right, now, here's an interesting one. Mr. Buttigieg, he's the Director of Transportation, right? The Secretary of Transportation?
Right.
He says the U.S. can waive trucking rules for formula deliveries if needed. Of course they can. They declare an emergency to haul the product, and they throw the logbooks and all that out the window.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's one of the things that that they're capable of doing.
I know, but he's making a big deal of the fact that, well, we can do that. We can waive the rules. Of course you can. Tell me something I don't know.
Well, exactly. Well, they're obviously that's a real try at damage control for perception. because the baby formula issue and so forth is so important, obviously, that and the administration has been seen as very lacking in any kind of serious response to this.
Yesterday it was announced that by Governor Abbott that they were going to reopen an old baby formula plant that they had that was shut down for whatever reasons it was shut down for, and they got in there and they're going to refurbish it, get it all set up the way it needs to be. They're going to have it inspected, and then they'll be online making baby formula. We'll have one of our plants back.
Well, that's a very good thing. I mean, you have to do what you got to do, basically. And, of course, the genesis of this whole shortage and so forth is, you know, all wrapped up in whether the federal government was buying this up and then stockpiling it, basically.
They were.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah, and so it's almost a classic thing. Create a crisis and then look like you're the savior, you know, doing all this great stuff. But it never should have had to happen in the first place.
So the first Durham trial against Mr. Sussman, the former Clinton campaign lawyer, is moving along. I don't know how rapidly it's moving, but it's moving along. And we're starting to see some pushback from the Sussman people. Especially over the connection to the Hillary Clinton camp, but it's there. You can't deny it.
Well, that's right. We understand opening arguments, I think, are supposed to start up today, on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, we'll see, because I saw it on TV yesterday for a little while,
mm-hmm.
whatever it was you were doing, but I did see it, and then I got busy doing something else. Now, we didn't really talk about this, but I'm going to throw a hypothetical at you. You ready?
Okay.
What happens if Iran launches a nuclear strike on Israel or Egypt?
Wow. Well, one would think that it would cause an immediate total reaction against the Tehran regime.
And that would come from Israel.
Well, sure. I mean, they have ways of inflicting some pretty big damage, I would expect.
And I would say that they would know within 10 minutes where the missiles came from.
Right, yeah, track it back.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of talk right now, a lot of talk about Iran and their nuclear capabilities, and they're getting very, very, very close again to having the warhead that they need to have.
Well, that's right. Something else, too, in terms of the missiles that they have, they could, or satellites, actually, they could, with their technology, they could detonate a nuclear weapon over the U.S. with an EMP attack.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Tuesday morning. It's the morning that we get ready to go have lunch with the captain at the Mission Barbecue. You'll hear about that when we come back in from the break. But in the meantime, we're going out.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Oh, boy, we're going to have a great lunch today. We're going to have some great people there, great patriots. Always has some great veterans there, first responders, other folks that stop by, friends of the show, people that just stop by because they want to stop by and say howdy, howdy. We appreciate it. We appreciate all of you. So we'll see whoever we see today at Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue here in Tampa, Town and Country at the north end of the airport. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, up there in the great state of Washington. Now, Relief Factor is a part of my daily integrated health plan. I've been taking it for well over 7 years. And to get the best results, you need to take it regularly. Don't stop. Keep it in your system. And that's what I do. Now, the other thing is, for you people that I had one person yesterday call me up and say, Captain, I don't know what's going on here, but I don't feel good. I took this Relief Factor, and I just don't feel good. I said, did you take it on an empty stomach? Yes. I said, did you read the directions? No. I said, it tells you don't take it on an empty stomach because it will upset your stomach. So have at least a sandwich or a bowl of ice cream or cereal or something before you take it, because that's the best way to do it. Now, the combination of ingredients in the Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. That's what it does for me. That's part of my problem. Now, to lower and eliminate the pain, it goes right straight to the source. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product. It's made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it's good for you. So go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over to that website, Give the 3-week quick start a try. It costs $19.95 for 3 weeks. You'll be glad you did. You'll find out it'll make a difference, and boom, you'll start getting the standard size bag after that delivered right to your door yard. ReliefFactor.com/captain, because after all you have to lose is what, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
You bet. And there's nothing worse than being in pain when you don't have to be. All right.
That's exactly right.
Yep. All right, Mr. Kyle, President Joe Biden is set to resend U.S. troops to fight the Islamic State al-Shabaab in Somalia. Here we go again.
Here we go again. Obviously, it was, you know, the issue, I think, Captain, is going to be, number one, the safety of our own troops. First of all, yes, they can take care of business, but yet they will also be in harm's way. And that's a great concern.
Well, what's going on is that there are American interests that are there that are seeking the protection of these American troops, and they want them closer. They want their response time cut down because President Trump moved them out of the area, but they still made them available by air, by being able to come in and be there maybe in a few minutes versus being like right on top of them. But these companies, these corporations, they want them there. They want them right there on site.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And of course, it comes at a time as well that the administration, at least from the political perspective, they want to be perceived as doing something that appears strong, that appears as though the president is making a vital decision about security and this kind of thing.
Right. Now, there's a survey that came out yesterday that says nearly 90% of the voters want companies to remain apolitical.
Yeah, this is really, really something. And I do think that most people do not want to have politics injected literally into every product, into every service, into every aspect of their life. But this is what the left is trying to do, Captain. They want to make everything political so that you have no rest from it. Everything is political. It's like, well, this company, that person said this or that, or they offended that group, or they offended my group, or they offended somebody else's group, whatever it is, or an idea, a topic, anything. It just sets that people can never get any respite from constant political barrages.
So
they don't want it.
So the whispering Pete Buttigieg, our Secretary of Transportation, was on CNBC yesterday, and he made the comment, raising corporate tax rates is not, or I'm sorry, the CNBC host said to him, raising the corporate tax rates is not how you're going to solve inflation.
Right. It's going to make it worse. The more that you try to, and part of that, too, is we're going to make these big corporations pay. They're not paying their fair share, and on and on it
That's
goes.
That's what Buttigieg said yesterday.
Well, yeah, they're not paying. It's the same thing as let's blame the oil companies. Let's demonize the oil companies because of gas prices, which the oil companies don't set. You know, it's all about creating this chaos, creating these monsters, as it were, to be able to lash out at. But if you bring it back to this, if you just raise the taxes on corporations, well, that's going to raise the cost of other stuff. You're going to increase inflation. It's the idea, Captain, of lowering taxes, and not just for companies, but for individuals. You get more taxpayers, more companies springing up. You're going to get more revenue in the long run.
Now, I was asked to be a commencement speaker this year at one of the colleges in the state of Florida, a smaller college. And they called me up yesterday, and they bumped me, and they said, we're going to have someone else come in. And I said, let me guess. It's a progressive liberal person. And they said, well, you are rather conservative. I said, yeah, but what's that got to do with commencement speaker when you're talking about the country and, you know, add a boy, add a girl, and praise the country? Well, this person's a little more toned down. They are a liberal. But I'm noticing... I'm noticing that the progressive liberal speakers are really dominating the university commencement addresses, and I don't see how that helps anything.
Well, it doesn't. It actually, it just kind of, you know, it's like a bandwagon. And, you know, I'm really not fond of bandwagons, ultimately, but this is what this becomes. because you're not going to be talking about necessarily hard work. You're not going to be talking about that the world is not necessarily a friendly place, that you get a lot of hard knocks, that you got to keep going, you got to get up, and sometimes it's very hard. But what they may be told is, you have been victimized by the world, and you, et cetera, et cetera. And it becomes this thing where it's not about going out there and being successful. It's something else.
Well, what I do when I give a speech, regardless of where it's at, is I fire the room up. I get everybody excited and get them so, you know, when they want to go out the door and just take on their next project, wherever it is, that's it. It's called motivational for a reason.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I can imagine.
Mm-hmm. Plus, it's a lot of fun. Okay, a new poll released on Sunday shows the Trump-endorsed candidate, Dr. Oz, who had taken a small lead in the GOP Senate race over Barnett and McCormick, but it's 2 points separates all three of them. 2 points.
Yeah, this is really important because it's not a runaway for any candidate in this case. So it's very close, and one would say that would be too close to call at this point. So we're just going to have to see how the voters break, and then in the post-primary analysis, we'll be able to see where they're breaking. Now, that will also be very insightful as we head towards November, to see what resonated, what didn't, and whether or not name recognition or what made the big difference.
Now, Devin Nunes, you know who he is, right?
Of course, yeah, former the House of Representatives.
Former congressman, and now he is the director or whatever he is, chairman.
For Trump? Yeah.
Yeah, for whatever the name of the group is that he's working. He's working with Truth. What is it?
Truth Social.
Yeah. He's the director in charge of that. He said that the Hillary lawyer, Sussman, is part of a much bigger conspiracy that was going after Trump.
Well, and the Sussman thing, of course, you have to start somewhere, basically. But generally speaking, one would think, you know, that the entire thrust of what the Hillary people were trying to do was unified in that regard.
By the way, Dr. Oz made a comment. For what it's worth, here's what it was. You need a scientist in the Senate.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, I wish we had a scientist at the CDC, you know, for... but, absolutely.
Let's see here. How much time do I have? Here comes the music. Okay, when we come back, we're going to have a Dr. Fauci segment just because you led right into it with what you said there. All right, folks. So Kyle and I will be right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we appreciate you tuning in. So don't go anywhere. I shall return with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Officials in Buffalo say the suspect in a mass shooting at a supermarket was in the city months before the attack. Officials say the suspect, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, visited the store back in early March. They added that Gendron had planned to attack a second location if he hadn't been caught by authorities. They're investigating the shooting as a hate crime, citing the suspect's racist rant posted online. More than 260 Ukrainian fighters were evacuated from the besieged steel plant in Mariupol. That includes dozens of fighters that were seriously wounded. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the evacuation of the fighters from the plant was to save their lives. He says that the country needs their heroes to be alive, calling it a principle. The losing ways continue on Wall Street. Even though the Dow rose by 27 points, the Nasdaq fell by 142 points, and the S&P 500 was off by 16. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, thanks very much, Kathy. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, he's been offering a BOGO, buy one, get one extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products for about the last month, and it's still going on, still going on. So now's the time to join the millions of Americans who changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, folks, you can get a buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow bed sheets, the Giza bed sheets. Those are the fancy bed sheets, and boy, are they nice. Are they nice. You can buy a set and get a set for free. Also, the Giza Elegance My Pillows. You can buy one, get one. Those are the fancy big My Pillow pillows that you see, the largest pillows that are out there, versus the smaller ones, although they come in about three different sizes. And then, of course, you got the six-piece travel towel set, which I like so much because the towels actually fit you. If you're one of the wide bodies out there, the towels will fit you. And they're good. Buy one, get one. And then you got the roll and go. Anywhere my pillows, which are the ones you can take on the airplane, you can take them in a truck, you can take them in a car, take them on a train, take them, on a boat, whatever the case may be, and then you'll have those, pillows with you. Put them up on a couch, by the way. That's another great place to put them. They've got decorative towels there, or decorative pillows there too. American flags on them and natural scenes and religious scenes, whatever you want. You'll see a large selection. So much, much more after that too, folks. There's plenty of stuff there. that you can find. Buy one, get one. Now, all you do is you go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, and you use the promo code CAPTAIN, or you give them a call at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, and again, promo code will be CAPTAIN. Now, don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one on select products. And don't forget, you will receive Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase you make. Now, you can give him a call, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. And use the promo code CAPTAIN. You'll be glad you did. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the Ukraine has come out swinging, which is a good thing, because the little horse that could knows that it can now. But they've come out swinging. And it looks like as if, according to the NATO Security General and even some people from the United Nations, that they can hold their own and they can beat Russia at their own game. They could actually beat Russia, the military.
That's right. I think he said basically Russia's not achieving its strategic objectives there. He says Vladimir Putin wants Ukraine defeated, NATO down in Europe and North America divided, but Ukraine stands, he says. NATO is stronger than ever, just like we're seeing, Captain, with possible new rapid additions there, which, again, show the Russian government and Putin that everything they're trying to achieve is almost exactly the opposite at this point, at least vis-a-vis NATO at this point.
I believe I saw somewhere in print 80% of the countries eligible to join NATO that are not currently a member now want to be a member.
Well, they see in real time exactly what can happen. You know, we saw the massing of the troops and so forth, and, you know, some were divided on whether or not Putin was really going to do it, and, of course, he really did do it. The war is possible even in this modern age, and this is a real eye-opener.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Dr. Fauci Report.
Oh, yes. We brought Dr. Fauci's name up just before the break. And here's the deal. Dr. Fauci got asked at a press conference whether or not he would stay on if Donald Trump became the president again for a second term. And conservatives, of course, are welcoming Dr. Fauci's plan to quit if Trump gets elected, because Fauci said on Sunday he'd quit his job if it meant working for a second term of President Donald Trump. And conservatives said he can't go fast enough.
Well, I think Fauci, you know, he's worn out his welcome as, you know, very, very, very quickly. Everything got politicized, every single thing about COVID. And unfortunately, Captain, I think he had a big hand in that. I don't know that, the two of them couldn't sit in the same room together. I think that's certain.
Well, I believe that he lied, and I believe that he was trying to toot his own horn enough to where he thought that, you know, he was the end-all, save-all to whatever was going on. I think that he actually thought that, and I still think he thinks the same thing.
Well, what's also very concerning is the comments that he made the other day regarding the courts having any sort of oversight over, I guess, CDC mandates or proclamations. Maybe that's a better term. It's really quite concerning. You know, the idea that, wait a minute, is there a super government now? There's just a super government that can override the Constitution at will and simply declare a public health crisis. You know, these things are there in order to be really practically useful in how we protect the public and these kinds of things. But when it becomes a ruler, a de facto ruler, that's a big problem.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, the Supreme Court yesterday made a ruling for Senator Ted Cruz in his campaign finance case. What was that all about?
Well, basically, there's a 6-3 ruling that came down, and what this does, it's talking about a law limiting how much you can, how much funds you can raise after an election is done in order to repay loans and so forth from that candidate. They found that to be unconstitutional.
By the way, they found another $25 million worth of drugs on the border with Mexico in a tunnel.
Well, you know, it's not really a big problem, is it? You know, all this stuff about the border, isn't that just ginned up by the far right, the ultra MAGAs, to tell you have some kind of problem?
If you say so.
Yeah, but it seems like this is a huge problem.
Yeah, it is a huge problem. It is a huge problem. By the way, Joe Manchin now is pushing gun reform. He's got a gun reform bill in the aftermath of the Buffalo mass shooting. By the way, this shooter violated the law with a weapon that he bought. Remember the bump stock stuff?
Yes.
And
yes,
remember the the ammunition, the military hollow points, and that there was one other thing that he did. He had three different things. He'd modified his weapon to where it made it illegal, number one, and he was using ammunition that was illegal to use. In New York, anyway. So, unbelievable.
Well, right. A lot of times after such tragic occurrences as this, there's a call for more legislation or specific new legislation. And in the case of the bump stocks, when we recall those were in the Las Vegas shooting, they were taken away, of course. But the very fact that what you're talking about, Captain, is that this shooter was already doing things that were illegal, it proves the point that bad guys will do illegal things. So legislation necessarily isn't, or on its own, somehow a new fix for a problem that has to do with evil.
All right, hold on a minute. We're going to go to the phone. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Angelo Laredo out of Georgia, up here, truck driver.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, got a suggestion about a T-shirt.
Go ahead.
Take Biden's picture and put it on the penguin. Take President Trump's picture and put it on the Ultraman. Bend in the penguin versus Ultra MAGA, President Donald Trump.
You got it, Laredo. All right. Thanks very much.
You have a good buddy.
Yeah, thanks very much. By the way, I saw one yesterday. You know the Superman logo?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it said Ultra MAGA Super Trump. But I think you get in trouble with that. I don't think you can use the Superman logo. I think that's all copyrighted. That's just me. Yeah. What do I know? All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. Since Laredo called, we'll get some of the weather stuff out there for him. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
taking care of business. Bachman Turner Overdrive. I'll tell you what, Kyle, I can get that going.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's off their album, Not Fragile, and a lot of good tracks on that album.
Yeah, that's some trucker music there. That'll keep you going all night long.
Yeah,
absolutely. Something and bumping to that one going down the road. All righty, well, take it away. What's going on out there in the west part of the country?
All right, well, thank you, Captain. Of course, in the southwest tonight, especially New Mexico, of course, we still got hot and dry weather. They've got the fire burning there as well. I think it's right now the biggest fire, obviously, in the country that's going on. But also we've got some hot, dry weather down in the southern part of Utah, also around Las Vegas, down into Arizona near Kingman, Lake Havasu City, and up to about Tonopah there in Nevada. But also for Seattle and Portland, Oregon, up in the Pacific Northwest, we've got rain coming in Wednesday and Thursday. We're watching the system out off the coast there, but a little bit of rain falling on the coast just the south of Seattle right now in the Long Beach and Ocean Park area, so be aware of that. Over in Big Sky Country in Montana, near Big Timber along I-90, maybe a little, the rain seems to have dissipated a little bit since last hour, so that's the general area that it is. Also, it's headed out of Miles City, it looks like, as well. And then in central Wyoming, last hour, we were looking at some rain there, but that seems to started to have dissipated already, and this is now going to be east of Thermopolis. So be careful out there.
Thermopolis?
Thermopolis.
Well, I remember Thermopolis. Wyoming. All right, yeah. Well, let's take a look at what's going on here. Of course, we've still got the flooding going on in North Dakota, I-29 on down to I-94. I don't know what there is about that, but all that low land up there, there's a lot of potato fields through there. They're pretty much low, and there's a lot of standing water in those fields up there right now. So they're not going to be planting potatoes anytime soon, especially up way up north Minot. Now, the other thing is, over in Minnesota, north of the Twin Cities and west of Duluth, there's about a 75-mile stretch where there's some flooding right there on the Canadian border. And then coming on down, all the way down to Oklahoma, we've got an area, Wichita Falls, up into Oklahoma, where there seems to be a patch of severe thunderstorms right in there and some flooding going on there as well. And then from Amarillo straight down to the Mexican border and through Lubbock and over towards Plainview, you've got some unsettled weather there. It could be thunderstorms at any moment by the looks of it here. So keep in mind that's another problem we have. Now, a little bit of fog down in the Gulf, right around just south of Houston, and then down below Houston from about Galveston all the way down, bouncing around down to the border, right along the water, I might add. And a little bit of fog tonight around New Orleans, over to the Mississippi line right there on I-10, so be advised of that. Might have a little bit of disturbance going on up around Cape Cod. It looks like as if we could have some waves up there, and if we do, that means that it's a little bit rough. The surf might be a little bit rough up in there, but that's about it. So, Mr. Kyle, first of all, tell us about the pilot and Flying J. You got about 30 seconds, and then tell us about your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to stop in. Go to pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the Pilot or Flying J Travel Center nearest you. Join the rewards program. Start earning points. You can find out more at pilotflyingj.com. And RVers, they have all kinds of great amenities for you as well. Pilotflyingj.com. And you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
All righty, there you go. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow night, same time, same bat channel. In the meantime, stay warm.
Thank you, Captain. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All righty, that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I have to tell him to stay warm, right? So there you go. And, yeah, George, how you doing up there in Minnesota, Burnsville area? I got your message there. All is well that ends well there, George. That's all I can tell you. We appreciate Walt, too, by the way. And we got, let's see, who else is in here? John, Wally, Jeff in Sarasota. I haven't heard from him yet. There's Wally. Hello, Wally. How you doing? And hope everybody's having a good time tonight listening to the show. By the way, I'll say this again before I get to Denise Simon on the phone. The people who shut your businesses and killed your careers are now asking that you reelect them so they keep their jobs. Never forget what they've done to you. And those were famous last words from our friend Donna Fiducia. There you go. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is on the telephone line. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
I'm going to give this a shot real quick before we get into the next hour and we talk about the stuff that we're really going to talk about. Did you hear about little old Mr. Buttigieg again? He was on with a CNBC host on that business network, and the host gave him a little lecture and said, excuse me, Mr. Secretary, you don't raise corporate taxes. That's not how you're going to solve inflation, because his solution was to raise the corporate taxes.
I did not hear it, but, you know, the talking points go out every single day from the White House, and they're supposed to stick to the script, and he does.
Well, that's because is he the one that has the car that drives him down there to where he goes to work and it stops about 100 yards short or something like that, and then he picks a bike off the back of the car and rides it to where he's going?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's just great. I mean, isn't it wonderful knowing all these things?
It's you know, Washington D.C. is like the Potemkin Village.
Okay.
That's all you need to know.
Well, I remember. Let's see, what was it? Greenwich Village in New York. That was like its own little world.
Okay.
Yeah, and they had people that would ride bikes all around there because that's the way they got around. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, well, you know, you just can't make this stuff up. These people are just, I don't even know what they're doing anymore. By the way, we got a couple of states today, a couple of races we're going to be watching. Pennsylvania, the Senate race there, very close between the top three. They're all within 2 points, I understand. And then in North Carolina, the governor's race down there. That could be real interesting. So I can't wait to see what happens there. We'll be talking about that tonight, I'm sure.
Yes, sir.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And Denise Simon, too, here on the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, don't forget, this program's all about we the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. Keep that in mind. And I'll be right back with more. And Denise Simon, too. Don't go anywhere.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.